Gentlemen, that completes our public hearings. Moving on to other business, we have three items of other business. Our first one being subdivision number 2008-1, Albert J. Bierman, revised preliminary.
This is an application for a revised preliminary site plan. The commission originally granted preliminary approval for 8 lots, August 27th of 2009, with 9 conditions. The revised plan reduces the site to 6 lots and a large residual area. During the public hearing on August 13th of 2009, it was stated that there were no wetlands on the site. The revised site plan now shows that wetlands occupy approximately 70% of the parcel. There was a new wetlands delineation performed. All of the 6 revised lots have wetlands located on the lots. The lots also contain substantial upland buildable areas. The use of wetlands on individual lots are one of the 17 items that the commission must consider when reviewing a subdivision application. You would need to determine if the revised plan is a material revision or not, and this item was deferred at our last meeting for further consideration and to allow you the opportunity to listen to the recording of the August 13th, 2009 meeting. And you were, prior to the June 21st meeting, I provided you a copy of the revised site plan.
Gentlemen, if I can hear you up here, it's too loud, okay? If you want to have a conversation, let's do it in the lobby. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I've discussed this with Mr. Robertson at length, and I'm going to ask him to comment. I have prepared a motion that would require Mr. Bierman to have a new public hearing. It's more process related, which Mr. Robinson will address, and the motion is being made without prejudice against the application. Mr. Robertson.
Sure. Just to follow with Mr. Ross, you know, really this is an issue more about the procedure than the substance. As the commission knows, when we have a public hearing, you know, there's information that's presented to the commission, and the commission acts on that. And certain things are fundamental to the process that need to be considered. Whether they're resolved or not, they still need to be considered. And that covers any number of different issues. In this case, it happens to be wetlands. You know, we went from a site plan that showed at the public hearing no wetlands to a site plan that shows significantly more wetlands. You know, and it sounds like Mr. Ross is going to make a motion to have them go through the public hearing, so we don't really need to get into the consideration of whether that affects the outcome, but we just need to make sure that the process is followed. And to give you some idea, you know, the site plan requirements for a preliminary site plan state that you have to show the wetlands with the legal descriptions with the bearings on them. You know, kind of cutting to the end, you know, the final site plan and subsequent site plans need to be substantially in accordance with the approved preliminary plat. You know, so we've got to look at whether there was a material change from what was approved to what they've submitted. As I think Mr. Abbott talked about, 99C talks about the consideration of the minimal use of wetlands and also the minimization of erosion and sedimentation control. You know, there's wetland notice requirements. Again, there's procedural things that the commission needs to consider. So that's kind of what's important to all this, making sure that the proper process has been filed or followed. And if the motion is that there needs to be another public hearing, then, you know, I'm sure all that will be presented and the commission consider it and can approve it or deny it or do whatever it wants to do at that point. But, you know, it's fundamental that we just follow the process. So thanks, Mr. Ross.
And there's one other item that not included in the motion, Mr. Chairman, is sometimes when we do these redos, if you will, we'll waive the fees for the reapplication of public hearing. In this particular case, I did not include that within the motion, so I'm not saying it shouldn't be, but my original instinct was to not do that. If the commissioners feel we should waive the fees, and I'll be happy to add that to the motion. The reason I chose not to include it in my draft of the motion was because, you know, this is not a doing of the commission or the county. This is an oversight by the applicant. The applicant, as I listened to the tape yet once again, recognized that there were septic issues and was applying for rural area variances. So obviously there were some soil issues, and in fact, that he couldn't find the letter from his original wetlands delineation should have maybe sent a little, few alert signals up in his mind. Nevertheless, my original opinion, and still is that we probably should not waive the fees in this case, but I'm open to other opinions.
I may chime in, Mr. Chairman.
You may.
I'm in the same mindset as Mr. Ross in terms of the one is a substantial change in what we're looking at versus what we originally pursued. So I agree with the need for a public hearing. And on the second issue of the fees, again, I agree with Mr. Ross in that it wasn't something that was brought on by the county. It wasn't something that was of surprise to the applicant that we created. And it certainly wasn't an issue of our saying, well, gee, we think a more appropriate zoning is X instead of Y, and then we haven't come back. So in those cases, we tend to waive the fees. In this case, I mean, the county's going to have the expense of paying for the publication. The county's going to have the expense of staff time, et cetera. We don't make a profit off of that application fee. Actually, it might even be low in terms of when you look at what the actual dollars and cents it costs. But so I don't see it as being a hardship on the applicant. And therefore, I'm in concurrence with that the applicant should have to pay the fee the same as any other new application.
Well, I'm in concurrence with your concurrence.
I'm in concurrence with your concurrence. With his
concurrence. Okay, before I read the motion, I would remind the applicant that this would be a new public hearing and that it would be better to err on the side of a complete record rather than an incomplete record should you decide to go through with this process. Mr. Chairman, I move that we require Albert J. Bierman to have a new public hearing for the revised preliminary site plan that he has submitted based on the following reasons. One, during the original public hearing, there was testimony from the neighbors that there are wetlands on the site, even though that site plan did not depict any. In response and based on information provided by a prior soil scientist, the applicant's attorney, and the applicant's surveyor stated that there are no wetlands on the site. Now the proposed revised preliminary site plan based on new soil studies shows that 70% of it is wetlands. Two, section 99-26A.17 requires that all wetlands, both state and federal, shall be indicated by legal description with bearings and distances with each flag point numbered. A signed and dated statement, by an experienced qualified professional shall be provided verifying the accuracy of the delineation. Three, section 99-10 requires that the plat must be substantially in accordance with the approved preliminary plat. I am concerned that going from no wetlands to 70% wetlands with a reconfiguration of the lot lines prevents this revised site plan from being substantially in accordance with the earlier plan. Four, section 99-9C2 and C10 of the code require the commission to consider the minimum use of wetlands and floodplains and the minimization of erosion and sedimentation, and minimization of changes in groundwater levels, minimization of increased rates of runoff, minimization of potential for flooding, and design of drainage so that groundwater recharge is maximized during the public hearing. A new hearing is needed so that these code factors can be properly considered given the substantial changes shown on the plan. Five, had the commission known there were either state or federal wetlands on the site, the wetlands notice contained in section 99-6H would have been required. Number six, section 99-16 requires the commission to determine whether the land is suitable for subdivision or development due to flooding, improper drainage, steep slopes, adverse earth formations, or topography or other features. Based on a substantial change in the concern raised by the public during the prior hearing, a new hearing should be required to be conducted on revised plan to address this code requirement. Seven, with 70% of the site now determined to be wetlands, section 99-24C of the code requires the commission to determine this as a special physical condition, which may act as a constraint on normal development or may preclude development totally. Section 99-24D also states that if such special conditions are found to exist, the commission shall not approve a preliminary site plat until it is determined that the technical feasibility to overcome such conditions. And finally, number eight, in summary, with the plan going from no wetlands to 70% wetlands, a new hearing should be required to ensure that all the code requirements have been addressed as a result of this change. This will also give the public an opportunity to provide input on the changes as well.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to require Albert J. Bierman to have a new public hearing for the revised preliminary site plan that he has submitted based on the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.